This is Mackenzie with Issuer Direct. I'll be helping out with the pre-record today. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well as well.
Great, thank you. So we have Greg on the line, and then someone else dialed in. Would that be Jeff or Dan?
Jeff Stanlis? Yeah, Jeff Stanlis dialed in.
Awesome, great. And so now we're just going to be waiting on Dale. And then will anyone else be joining us today?
No, I believe it'll just be us three from the company.
Sounds good. One thing I did want to note, Jeff did use the dial-in option, and Greg, it looks like you used the link. Your audio are both coming in clear, but they do sound different. I'm not sure if one wanted to use the other dial-in or the link to sound the same. That is
I don't think it
entirely.
really matters for, I'm just reading the introduction, so.
That's not a problem at all. Well, I will be on mute. Do you guys have any questions before Dale joins?
I know, so we'll just,
No.
is it basically as simple as just we say when we're ready to go and we'll just start reading and
Yeah, so I
hold.
will definitely go over what to expect and such, and we'll do sound checks once Dale joins. I just want to make sure we have all of our speakers. And then after that, once we're done concluding, I will close off by just kind of letting you know when I'll be making the edits and sending you a file and such, and just answering any more questions you have.
Okay, great.
And Greg, if you'd like, we don't have to read in the order that it's going to be delivered. If you wanted to, I could go last and they'll just recut it.
Okay,
So
perfect.
I say that only because you're probably slightly busier than I am today. So if you wanted to have Dale read his section, then Greg read his, you know, you read your section and then jump off, that'd be fine.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome. And we do have Dale that just joined. Hi, Dale. How are you doing? I believe you're still on mute. Dale, are you there? Let me try the ask to unmute button and see if that does anything. All right, Dale, if you can hear me, I would probably suggest. Oh, I can't get it to unmute or turn on video. That's okay. So this is just audio, so we don't need to be on video. I would suggest maybe signing out and then signing back in to see if that does anything. And then we can go from there if it still doesn't work.
Or maybe the just clicking on the mute on the Zoom versus the mute on the actual computer.
All right, let's give him a moment to connect to audio. All right, Dale, can you try the unmute button on the screen?
Yeah, I think it works.
There we go. How are you?
Yeah, boy, that was really frustrating. I was clicking, using the menus, doing all that stuff. It just didn't seem to take.
I'm so sorry about that. Are we ready to get started?
I totally blame you. It's all your fault.
Absolutely.
I will be ready momentarily. I just got to find that script, which we were making changes to.
Okay, that's not a problem. Are they major changes by chance?
No.
Okay, that's completely fine. If they're super minor, that's not a problem at all.
Yeah, Jeff, is Jeff on?
Yes.
Yes.
Jeff is on, yeah, and so, we have Gail as well, and Greg.
Yeah. Oh, wait a second. Jeff, I've got to make sure I've got the right version here. Hang on.
I'm using the version that Sunshine sent just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Just have to find that. The one I opened, of course, was the older one. Sorry for the delay.
Not a problem. Take your time.
All right, redlined. Okay, now if only we had an AI bot that could do my reading and writing for me, we'd be in great shape.
Absolutely.
Other than that, I'm fine. Yeah, we're ready.
All right, sounds good. So we'll just start by doing a quick sound check just by stating your name and counting to five. Jeff, can we start with you?
Sure. Jeff Stanless, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, great. And Dale?
Dale Strang, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, great. And Greg?
Greg Wiggins, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, Greg, your audio sounds a little echoey. Is there any way you can get a little bit closer to the microphone?
Sure. Greg Wiggins, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's much better. Yes, great. All right, so how this is going to go is you guys are just going to read the script entirely all the way through. If you need to pause or stop at any point during the reading, please say stop. And then I ask that you give me just a couple seconds of silence after that so I can mark the edit point. And then you can begin again wherever you feel comfortable, whether that's at the beginning of the paragraph or sentence. We will be recording only today the main parts of the script. We will not be recording the operator or the closing. That will be done live. Other than that, I will be on mute and follow along. I do ask that we silence all background notifications too, like cell phone chimes, emails, and such, so we don't get that in the recording. Other than that, I believe that's it. Are we ready to get started with you, Jeff?
Sure.
All right, sounds good. Whenever you're ready.
Mute my phone real quick. Hold on. All right. Thank you, operator, and thank you, everybody, for joining. Earlier today, Oxlade issued a press release providing an operational update discussing financial results for the second quarter ended June 30, 2024. The release is available on the Investor Relations section of the company's website at www.boxlight.com. Hosting the call today are Dale Strang, Chief Executive Officer, and Greg Wiggins, the company's Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to remind participants that during the call, management will be making forward-looking statements. These statements may contain information about Boxlight's view of its future expectations, plans, and prospects that constitute forward-looking statements. Actual results may differ materially from historical results or those indicated by these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors, including, but not limited to, risks and uncertainties associated with its ability to maintain and grow its business, variability of operating results, its development and introduction of new products and services, marketing, and other business development initiatives, and competition in the industry, among other things. Boxlight encourages you to review other factors that may affect its future results and performance and Boxlight's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The company does not undertake and specifically disclaims any obligation to update or revise such statements to reflect new circumstances or unanticipated events as they occur, except as required by law. And with that, I'd like to turn the call over to Dale Strang, CEO of Boxlight. Dale, the call is yours.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you to everyone who's joining us today. When I took over as CEO in January, we indicated that we expected it would take several quarters for the demand cycle in our markets to turn positive again. We therefore made it our priority to focus on adjusting our organization, specifically our cost structure, in order to align with the current market reality and to set us up for ongoing consistent profitability. That initial assessment has largely held true. Demand remains rather soft versus prior periods, particularly in some of our largest markets. Thankfully, we made substantial progress in our business streamlining, as evidenced by us meeting our profitability targets despite persistent revenue headwinds. The current market conditions are certainly challenging and are expected to stay that way until the market returns to a broad growth cycle. obviously, we're not immune to the effects of the market, but believe we're navigating these conditions better than most. And we're well poised to gain significant market share as we progress through that cycle. Here's why. First, we're responding to the market reality with assertive action. Our immediate focus on continued operational discipline has enabled us to streamline our organization's team, product, and go-to-market processes, and we're committed to ongoing application of this discipline to ensure that consistent profitability. Second, we're both anticipating and responding to our customers' needs with updated products and services. These new offerings are driving demand, and they're aligned with industry catalysts. The industry is increasingly focused on things like emergency preparedness and school safety, immediate communication that goes campus-wide, and accelerating curriculum focused on fast-growing markets like STEM. We're well positioned to meet these challenges and have meticulously developed solutions to solve for these evolving needs. We also maintain a broader range of both price and performance in IFPDs and a wide range of both hardware and software in our STEM offerings. In recent weeks, we introduced several of these solutions, each integrating multiple capabilities and aligning with these demand catalysts. In the safety and security portion of our business, we developed and launched Unity. Unity is a small profile, all-in-one hardware device used in classrooms and campus-wide to unite and to manage audio communication safety ecosystems, providing audio, bells, paging, and alerts integration. Whether used by a teacher in the classroom for audio while giving full control over all devices via a mic controller. On campus, Unity enables swift campus-wide communications, emergency notifications, and alerts, providing two-way communication, and is customizable to work within a district's emergency operations plan. Unity is full of connections and is almost infinitely flexible. It's a small profile device that can be mounted or placed virtually anywhere for flexible installations and retrofits. Getting started has never been easier, as this device is one device with a plethora of uses. We also launched TimeSign. TimeSign is an affordable 22-inch customizable digital clock display, which can be used for various aspects of campus communication, signage, and messaging. Displayed content is completely customizable through the included Clever Live software, which makes this solution easy and affordable. In the STEM space, we recently launched an update of our esteemed Robo 3D printer. Our new version is one of the quickest, most accurate, yet most affordable 3D printers on the market, and it's backed with hundreds of lessons and curriculum and aligned to national K-12 standards. The Robo E4 is the most compelling 3D printer on the market for K-12 STEM education. And as a reminder, STEM is a fast-growing segment we participate in with a projected CAGR of almost 15% through the 2030. Both Unity and the Robo 3D printer won Best of Show Awards at ISTE in June 2024, which confirms our commitment to ongoing innovation. Our diligence in developing a best-in-class ecosystem of EdTech solutions puts us in a unique position to capture multiple levels of technology investment. No other vendor offers a set of solutions as comprehensive, integrated, and complementary as the Boxlight suite. And this continued innovation is critical to our long-term success and explains why we're so confident in our current competitive position. We're leaning into our advantages to best position our company for that next phase of sector growth. And the breadth and quality of our suite today helps us create incremental demand and win business from new and existing customers. Here's just two recent examples from the Midwest. First, one of our partners in Michigan recognized the value of adding a Boxlight front row audio solution to an existing deployment of flat panel displays in school districts with hundreds of classrooms. This audio add-on enabled a state-of-the-art campus safety and communications capability while leveraging our attention software that ties all the hardware together and aligns simultaneous audio, video for notifications and alerts campus-wide. Similar exercise is playing out in the school district in Iowa, where we have a fairly large deployment of Mimio interactive panels installed in the middle and high schools. That's being augmented with upgrades for existing non-interactive displays in the neighboring elementary schools. They'll soon be adding front row conductor which is enables IP-based campus control and communication. It's a total solution that's only available from Boxlight. Our targeted investments in new and upgraded products, in conjunction with our ongoing focus on operational discipline, are both key to us making improvements to our capital structure. We're working collaboratively with our banking partners and our lender to identify and secure the best long-term alternative to our current credit facility. I continue to be very confident that Boxlight is on the right path. We're bullish on the long-term outlook for our market, and our products and team are outstanding. Still, our progress will likely not be linear. Market conditions remain challenging, and this exacerbates quarter-to-quarter volatility. Our mission is to position Boxlight to successfully navigate these current challenges and simultaneously position Boxlight to thrive as these conditions improve. We're on the right path with much work still to do, but the pieces are in place. With that, I'll now turn the call over to Greg to discuss our second quarter results.
Thanks, Dale, and good afternoon, everyone. Before we review the financial results for Q2, I want to provide an update regarding some of our recent initiatives with respect to bolstering our balance sheet and reducing our operating costs. In mid-April, our current lender provided an additional $2 million bridge loan to help meet the company's short-term seasonal working capital needs, with the flexibility to borrow an additional $3 million in June. As stated on previous earnings calls, our operations are seasonal, with Q2 and Q3 being our busiest periods, and the additional liquidity ensured that we will have the necessary inventory on hand to meet our customers' demand. Recent improvements in cash flow, attributable in part to recent operating expense reductions, resulted in us only borrowing $2 million of the additional $3 million in July. We expect to pay these amounts by the end of November. Aligning operating expenses with operational performance continues to be a priority. As we shared with you on our Q1 earnings call, the company eliminated approximately $5 million in fixed costs in the first quarter, mostly through headcount reductions that did not impact our sales teams or other revenue-generating departments within the organization. Other initiatives to reduce operating expenses, such as eliminating duplicative processes and related costs, are also in place and are expected to contribute to continued savings in the coming quarters. As a result of this cost reduction strategy, operating expenses decreased 15.8% quarter over quarter to $13.3 million. This marks our lowest quarterly operating expense total since Q3 2021, prior to our acquisition of Front Row. We are not done yet, and we expect additional reductions benefiting the balance of the year. Our stated goal at the beginning of the year was to achieve a quarterly OPEX run rate by the end of 2024 of $12 to $13 million per quarter. However, as Dale mentioned, our ultimate goal is to align operating expenses with revenue generation, and we are committed to making continued changes to reflect operational trends. I will now review our second quarter results. Revenues for Q2 2024 were $38.5 million, as compared to $47.1 million for Q2 2023, resulting in an 18.1% decrease. EMEA revenues comprised approximately 44%, or $17 million of our total revenues. America's revenues totaled approximately 55%, or $21 million of our total revenues, while revenues from other markets totaled approximately 1% of our total revenues. Flat panel displays comprised approximately 71% of total revenues. Audio solutions comprised 12% of total revenues, with the balance of our revenues comprised of device accessories, software, professional services, and STEM solutions. Gross profit for the quarter was $14.5 million, as compared to $17.8 million for the prior year period. Gross profit margin for the quarter was 37.7%, which is a decrease of 20 basis points over the comparable 3 months in 2023. Total operating expenses for Q2 2024 were $13.3 million compared to $15.8 million in Q2 2023. Other expense for Q2 2024 was a net expense of $2.8 million, as compared to net expense of $2.6 million for Q2 2023. The majority of other expense is related to interest expense on our current credit facility. The company reported a net loss of $1.5 million, or $0.18 per basic and diluted share for the quarter, as compared to net loss of approximately $800,000, or $0.12 per basic and diluted share for the prior year quarter. Adjusted EBITDA for Q2 2024 was $3.7 million, as compared to adjusted EBITDA of $5.4 million for Q2 2023. Adjustments to EBITDA include stock-based compensation expense, severance charges, gains, losses from the remeasurement of derivative liabilities, and the effects of purchase accounting adjustments in connection with recent acquisitions. Turning to the balance sheet, at June 30, 2024, Boxlight had $7.5 million in cash, $46.7 million in working capital, $37.8 million in inventory, $138.8 million in total assets, $40.3 million in debt, net of debt issuance cost of $1.9 million, and $7.5 million in stockholders' equity. At June 30, 2024, Boxlight had 9.8 million common shares issued and outstanding, and 3.1 million preferred shares issued and outstanding. Following the $2 million borrowings in April and July, respectively, the principal amount of the company's term loan is $44.3 million. The industry downturn has persisted longer than expected, and we do not anticipate an immediate turnaround in Q3. We expect Q3 revenues will reflect the broader market dynamic for the first half of 2024, while we focus on operating expense reductions to generate positive EBITDA for the balance of the year. With that, we'll open up the call for questions.
Awesome. Okay, so I just have a couple notes. Jeff, on page one, actually, it was page two, my apologies. There was some background noise. It sounded like a telephone. The sentence starts with, "Actual results may differ materially from historical results." Can we just re-record that sentence when you're ready?
Can. If you'd like, I can re-record the whole thing. It's pretty short. And we can do that after Dale and Greg do whatever else they need to do.
Okay, so you want to re-record your entire section?
Sure, it'd be fine.
Sure, that's not a problem. We can do that after. Greg, for you, at the bottom of page 12, moving into the top of page 13, there was some background noise as well. The paragraph starts with, "Other expenses for Q2 2024 was a net expense of $2.8 million." Can we read from there all the way down to the end of the next paragraph, that ends with, "Per basic and diluted share for the prior year quarter?
Sure.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Other expense for Q2 2024 was a net expense of $2.8 million, as compared to net expense of $2.6 million for Q2 2023. The majority of other expense is related to interest expense on our current credit facility. The company reported a net loss of $1.5 million, or $0.18 per basic and diluted share for the quarter, as compared to net loss of approximately $800,000, or $0.12 per basic and diluted share for the prior year quarter.
Thank you for that. I didn't have anything for Dale. Is there anything else you, Dale or Greg, you wanted to re-record or go over before we move on to Jeff?
I'm good.
Okay.
I think I'm good, too.
All righty. So Jeff, whenever you're ready, you can re-record your section.
Great. Dale and Greg, you guys can hop off and get back to work. I'm sure you've got plenty of other things going on today.
Thank you all for your help.
Of course.
Thank you.
We'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right, Jeff, and like I said, whenever you're ready, you can start.
Thank you, operator, and thank you, everybody, for joining. Earlier today, Boxlight issued a press release providing an operational update and discussing financial results for the second quarter ended June 30, 2024. This release is available on the investor relations section of the company's website at boxlight.com. Hosting the call today are Dale Strang, Chief Executive Officer, and Greg Wiggins, the company's Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to remind participants that during the call, management will be making forward-looking statements. These statements may contain information about Boxlight's view of its future expectations, plans, and prospects that constitute forward-looking statements. Actual results may differ materially from historical results or those indicated by these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors, including, but not limited to, risks and uncertainties associated with its ability to maintain and grow its business, variability of operating results, its development and introduction of new products and services, marketing and other business development initiatives, and competition in the industry, among many other things. Boxlight encourages you to review other factors that affect that may affect its future results and performance in Boxlight's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. The company does not undertake and specifically disclaims any obligation to update or revise such statements to reflect new circumstances or unanticipated events as they occur, except as required by law. And with that, I'd like to turn the call over to Dale Strang, CEO of Boxlight. Dale, the call is yours.
Great, thank you for that. All right, well then I will go ahead and make my edits and I will send a file to, I believe, Jennifer to review and approve the recording, if that's correct.
Send it to me as well. I will listen just to make sure.
Okay,
I'm not sure
not
Jennifer
a problem.
Is the point person.
Sounds good. Well then I will go ahead and get that started. Do you have any questions before we conclude today's pre-record, Jeff?
Nope, I think that's it.
Alrighty, sounds good. We'll talk soon. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.